This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Their website is nice and easy to remember, SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Three very important words to our economy, to our families, to affordability. Secure Energy Future. Find out what the federal government is up to in trying to stop affordable, reliable energy from being something we can take for granted here in the U.S. You can also let your elected leaders know what you think about all that at SecureEnergyFuture.org. We're at the Ramcota Hotel in Bismarck today. Do you know it's National No Dapple Day today, Todd? I know Todd has got his No Dapple t-shirt on, and he is hosting his own little protest right outside the K-Fire studios today.
You know what they say, a dapple a day keeps, or no, what's that go again?
Yeah, what is that? You know, I was driving out here this morning, and I started thinking whether or not we may be contributing to this circus that is the long North Dakota nightmare, now in its 97th day. And when I say we, I'm starting to think today that today is a national protest day. Okay, they're protesting probably globally. This is what these people do. That's professional protesters. That's eco-terrorists. That's what they do. This is their livelihood. It says that on their business card. And, you know, Barack Obama was one community organizer. This is what they do. They don't get up and make things and build things and do things and feed cows and, you know, work the land. And they don't do what normal people do. They live the protest. And they're very, very good at it. I've written a letter to the editor I've been working on. I got to ship off here today or tomorrow about professional group they brought in as the PR arm, ran into a hotel room and said, where do I recognize that name from? Did a little research and found out, oh, okay, that's why they're here, and found out they're getting paid. A lot of people getting paid. You know, Dave Archambault's sister getting paid $200,000. What's she going to do? She's going to sue cops. Yeah. The chairman of Standing Rock Sioux Tribe's sister, who worked for Barack Obama, is getting $200,000 of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe's money to sue the good men and women that make up law enforcement in our great state. If that's not enough to make you sick, I don't know what is. But back to my point of wondering whether we're... So there's no dapple day today, this nonsense of these people who don't work for a living, who don't make anything, who don't do anything, they just live to protest. Today is about what happened in the middle of last month, which the, with the showdown, if you will, completely provoked by the protesters, rather. Because law enforcement repeatedly said, leave, and you'll have no problem here. You can't be here. And they didn't want that. They wanted, all their smartphones are out. A lot of really dumb people holding smartphones saying, see what's happening, see what's happening. Yeah, you're filming yourself breaking the law. That's why I call them dumb people holding smartphones, because they love putting these videos out of themselves breaking the law. They have the one this weekend. Oh, look at the trucker. He's got a gun. Well, you can have a gun in the United States. Fortunately, your president hasn't had his way, and they haven't taken those away yet. Fortunately, your candidate for president didn't win, so you're not going to get your way. You can have a gun to protect yourself, defend yourself. And that person did. But what are you doing? You're breaking the law, standing in this man's way. You're illegally on property you don't have permission to do.
Todd.
Hey.
Did we lose Scott? We did lose Scott.
We did lose Scott. You know, the thing is, he can take a pause, so you don't want to just jump right in and and cut him off or something.
Yeah, well, let's do this. Well, should we take some calls here?
Well, I see Addie's on line one. I can't resist Addie.
Addie, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Addie.
Apparently, she's not hearing.
Well,
she should be on. Addie, are you there?
I mean, I realize neither one of us is Scott, so she may be faked out going, well, I don't hear Scott, so I'm not going to talk yet. 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I wonder how long Scott's going to talk to himself before he realizes he didn't stay connected to us. Huh. And now we have,
that's Addie.
We have dueling Addies.
She's on line three. Let's go to her on line three.
Well, let's go to line three. Addie, you're on What's on Your Mind, and we're hoping to get Scott back. How are you doing?
What's on my mind? I'm so glad you have this program because it's an outlet to the truthful events. What you described to me is evidence that America has been dumbed down to absolutely nothing. There's no rationality anymore. But I wanted to, and, you know, Standing Rock is so full of problems now that the chairman and his council are totally unprepared for the for what's happening. But they need to address their current government-to-government relationship with the Bureau of Indian Affairs. August of 2012, the Tribal Council went on record to contract the Bureau of Indian Affairs land operations. The Tribal Council meeting, it was an intent to contract. That means that they will explore avenues to see if it's feasible. However, there are some, quote, I call classic tribal parasites. That is, they make their wealth off of stealing money from the tribal coffers. Anyway, these four individuals had gone to the Great Plains Regional Office with a change resolution stating that the tribe had gone on record to contract land operations. Now, after 4 years, it's in dire trouble, and the council wants to retrocede this contract back to the Bureau, and the Bureau says, no way.
I'm here.
So what I'm asking these landowners who haven't gotten paid the last 4 years, if they can go to the Oyate Advisory Council meeting tomorrow, it starts at 10 o'clock, I was able to get the federal tort claim form that can be submitted through the agency to get your monies. So I just had to make this announcement because I've been trying to get the tort claim form for several months now, and I finally was able to get at least 50 forms. And this is one way of getting paid and then also letting the federal government know that this contract is in dire trouble, and it should be retroceded. And the only way that the government can retrocede or take this contract back if it's an imminent danger to the people and the land, and both are currently available.
Addie?
I want to thank you, Scott, for your program. And
Addie, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, so I have a question for you related to a note you sent me yesterday about Robert Kennedy Jr. coming, and I was just, speaking a moment ago, and we had some technical difficulties, so I don't know if you brought that up already. I didn't hear the first part of your conversation with Todd here, Addie, but hang on a second. When we come back from the break, we'll visit, and I would like to talk a little bit about that as well. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. You can text us at 701-226-8503. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring. Are you experiencing pipeline reclamation problems such as uneven ground, ruts, pooling water, slumping, or erosion? We can help. The North Dakota Department of Agriculture can assist in resolving land surface issues and concerns with our Pipeline Restoration and Reclamation Program. For assistance, contact us at 1-800-242-7535 or visit us online at nd.gov/nddA.
Hey, folks, we've got Carson Wentz on the line of NDSU Bison fame and the Philadelphia Eagles to tell us how much he loves his hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Hot Spring hot tubs are a great way to relax at the end of a tough day. It really is every day made better. Tell them Carson sent you. And score a touchdown with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Thanks, Carson. And, folks, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, 2 year-end clearance event is happening in Minot through Sunday. It is big, and you don't want to miss it. Listen to this. 0% interest, 5-year financing on the Hot Spring hot tubs with the Ace saltwater system. Select Hot Spring hot tubs, half price. New hot tubs starting at $29.99. Select Finleo, saunas, and old halls and pool tables are half off. Shuffleboard, foosball, bubble hockey, big savings on everything in the store, and register for an autographed Carson Wentz jersey. Take it from Carson. He loves his hot spring spa, his old halls and pool table with a Bison logo, his sauna, and so much more. And you will, too. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 year-end clearance event is on at their Minot store right next to Ryan Chevrolet on Broadway in Minot. But stop in at any of the locations anytime at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Next to Spitfire in West Fargo, in front of Kmart Grand Forks, in front of Sam's Club Bismarck, and on Broadway just south of Ryan Chevrolet in Minot, where the big year-end clearance sale is on through Sunday. Tell them Carson Wentz sent you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
What's on your mind? By the way, I haven't had a chance to tell you yet that I am in Bismarck at the Ramcota Hotel at the North Dakota Implement Dealers Association. Their annual gathering is underway here in Bismarck, and we're going to be chatting with some of the folks that make up the Implement Dealers Association before we're through today with the program. Looking forward to conversations, actually kind of throughout the program, chatting with them. What I love about Implement Dealers is, number one, probably no better window into North Dakota's economy so we get a good sense of, you know, how are we doing, where are we at, how are things. And then also, agriculture is without question the lifeblood of North Dakota's economy. It is the 800-pound gorilla. And this is an industry that is meeting the needs of a very important group of folks in North Dakota. What's new? How are you serving them? How are you helping to bring input costs down? What can they look forward to? So we're going to chat about all that today on the program, coming up on What's on Your Mind. All right, more of our conversation now with Addie. My apologies for our technical glitch last hour, last segment as well. So, Addie, you sent me a note about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. coming, and I think you're.
This is really, really interesting because back in August 29th of this year, the Waterkeeper Alliance, which Robert Kennedy represents,
had sent a letter to Dave Archambault and Steve sitting there, External Affairs Director. I've never heard of him, but anyway, it's really interesting. I just want to read the two paragraphs because I think this letter is what is keeping these water protectors continuing their stand. I think that your people need to know this. And when he does come back, you need to go online and get this letter and then find out and question him about it. Anyway, he says, Dear Honorable Chairman Archambault and Mr. Sitting Bear, we write to express our support and solidarity with the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe Water Keeper Alliance, strengthens and grows a global network of grassroots leaders protecting everyone's right to clean water. We have over 290 waterkeeper organizations in 34 countries protecting rivers, lakes, and coastal waterways across six continents. We hold polluters accountable for their actions and connect local waterkeeper organizations worldwide that are fighting for our shared vision of swimmable, drinkable, fishable waterways everywhere. Now, the second paragraph. We honor your people and thank all those who join with you for their courageous, gallant, and altruistic stand to stop the Dakota Access Pipeline from crossing the Missouri River. Waterkeepers and our communities all over the world have been on the front lines working to resurrect our shattered communities and poisoned waterways after oil spills from Alaska to the Gulf of Mexico to Bangladesh and Iraq. We have dealt with death and destruction of clean water, wildlife, and local businesses caused by oil spills. We recognize and acknowledge the undeniable truth that if the Dakota Access Pipeline is allowed to cross the Missouri River and other waterways, the drinking water for millions may be harmed. And it goes on, and it's just a short letter, but I think that if you go on there, you can keep it, and I think that this is what's keeping this ongoing standoff.
What's keeping it? What out of that letter is keeping it in your mind, Addie?
That the rhetoric? They want to keep this going until he gets here. That they want to show that they are indeed standing, because right now, from what I saw on the video, that people went to Bismarck. I think over the weekend, I'm not sure, but they're not all Indians. They're more non-Indians from all over the United States. It's good that the people are standing for clean water, but let's do it in the correct manner, you know. And
since we talked last, I noted in the minutes of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe that the Red Warrior Camp has been requested to disband by the tribal council. And do you sense that? No, it's in the tribal
minutes. Oh, my goodness, they're finally waking up.
Right, that's my point. I mean, now it hasn't happened yet, but they've asked him to disband. But my question to you is, do you think more, you know, that we have a majority of people that get that this thing is just a cause du jour for some people and, you know, that time for it to be over. That the reasonable folks from the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, who, to the extent they supported this, were for a prayerful, peaceful protest, aren't for these outside agitators, aren't for the lawbreakers, aren't for the political games going on. Do they outnumber the bad actors?
Well, I'll tell you, in my recent posting to the Standing Rock Sioux Facebook, I put in that three-fourths of the Standing Rock Sioux tribal members have no idea what's going on up there. Certainly there are some that have gone up there and have taken back the events happening, but they're not part of it. And the only reason why Standing Rock is involved in this standoff is because of Chief Sitting Bull, who finally got the honors that he needed from the Battle of the Little Bighorn, now that we have modern technology. And then, of course, Dr. Billy Graham's March 1975 prophecy on the Native Americans plays a great deal. And it just so happens that the Dakota Access pipeline was right in the wrong place at the wrong time, or right place at the right time. But then again, when and I also put in there that I really believe that in the end, the Dakota Access pipeline is going to go through, simply because the Standing Rock Sioux tribe had an opportunity to halt this whole mess when President Clinton had issued his Executive Order 12898 in April of 1994, wherein he gave all governmental entities in the United States, inclusive of the 567 federally recognized tribes, the opportunity to get their integrated resources management plan. It's a 10-year plan that President Clinton had given everybody to enhance the livelihood and the infrastructures of their own communities. So when this comes out that the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe did not complete their RMP because of their dirty politics, that's a pattern of practice since the mid-80s. The reason I'm saying all of this is because I am the executive director for the Lakota Advocates for Human and Civil Rights since 1992, and we know the pulse of this tribal nation here. So I speak with authority.
No, you do. You do, and you do well. And I tell you, everything you said is a treasure trove of information that ought to be in every news story written about this, along with all the facts of this specific project and how many opportunities were dismissed for, you know, input from Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. I don't think they're interested in the facts on this, though. This is just, you know, this is a way to get attention and get people like Robert Kennedy and Al Gore and others here, unfortunately. That's what's going on. Appreciate you so much, Addie. Call again. There's some facts for you, folks. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Veterans make incredible employees. Business owners, human resource professionals, recruiters, decision makers in the hiring process, managers. It's time to take a good hard look at your team. Are there enough veterans on that team? Are you looking for people? Hire veterans. We're coming together as a group to share best practices to collaborate on tapping into the talent of veterans. Tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Minot State University. It's free. Congressman Kevin Cramer is keynoting the event. Sign up now at eventbrite.com, eventbrite.com. Search Veteran Friendly Employer Summit. This special event brought to you by Fortis Energy, Frack Shack America, Fuel on the Fly, Weatherford, Blaze Energy, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Polar Service Center, and Cognizant. Don't miss this event tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Minot State University, the Fortis Energy 2016 Veterans Employer Summit, tomorrow on the campus of Minot State University. Join us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
On What's on Your Mind. We're live today at Bismarck at the 2016 NDIDA convention. You know what that stands for, quick? North Dakota Implement Dealers Association. Very good. Yeah, I gave you a little cliff note earlier, so I know you knew that. And we're going to chat with some folks from the industry today, answering two very important questions. One, give me a snapshot of the economy here in the Northern Plains, because obviously implement dealers are a great window into the economy in our part of the world. Agriculture, big part of that. The other thing we want to know is just kind of what's new. Obviously, at a time with prices down there and challenging economic times for the ag world, you wonder what can be done to shave input costs, what new technology is doing for that, and we'll talk with these guys about that today on the program, so looking forward to that. We're brought to you today by B-Mobile. Believe it or not, the holiday shopping season right around the corner, long lines, huge crowds, all scrambling for the best deal, right? Holiday shopping can be likened to a full contact sport some days. Well, let this year be just a little bit different. B-Mobile wants to invite you to have a rewarding holiday and shop without the chaos. B-Mobile's Be Rewarded program is for everyone. Provide special discounts, exclusive offers, free gifts on your birthday, and so much more. Join Be Rewarded and join B-Mobile November 20th, 6 to 8 p.m. for an exclusive friends and family shopping event. To find a location near you, visit bmobile.com, but they are everywhere. At home, the lakes, and beyond, wherever you are. Locations in Fargo and Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, and Botineau in North Dakota, Bemidji, Thief River Falls, and Detroit Lakes in Minnesota. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. All right. So our next conversation with a couple of fellows that have sold a lot of green iron in their day and could tell us a little bit about the economy. Keith Kreps is here, and Keith is the Executive Vice President for RDO Ag Division. How are you? Nice to see you again, Keith.
Good morning. Great to be here.
And Steve Conley is here. Steve's the Vice President for the Midwest for RDO as well. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Scott.
Thank you both. So let me start with the fact that you guys obviously have a pretty good pulse on the economy here in the Northern Plains. Keith, how are things looking?
Well, as we talked about last year, it's been very challenging, in the farm economy, as everybody knows, with prices the way they are. But, this year, I think, sitting here today, everybody was pleasantly surprised by the yields that they got in the field and the quality of the crop that they grew. So we are seeing some optimism out there. It's certainly a guarded optimism because, we've got a long way to go to kind of climb out of, the hole that we're in with commodity prices and kind of the overall state of the industry. But, this fall has been really a pleasant surprise, and we've kind of seen an uptick in all our business.
So what is different from a year ago? Why do you think you're seeing that that uptick?
You know, I think there was some opportunities this summer when prices were high for some farmers to sell some crop at some prices that, you know, allowed them to at least turn a profit compared to, I think a lot of them were looking at a potential loss going into this year. And then with the yields turning out basically record yields in North Dakota in both soybeans and corn, it allowed the farmers to even capitalize even further on kind of some of the higher prices that they were able to sell stuff at.
Steve, how about you? What's your take on the economy first, just how things are looking in the communities you serve?
You know, traveling throughout the Dakotas and Minnesota, you know, we're just we're very fortunate. I think to echo what Keith said, the yields were a little bit better than everyone had thought or hoped for, along with some pricing increases throughout the course of last summer and kind of tailing into this fall. You know, there hasn't been that dramatic up and down. It's been steady, and it's kind of inching the right way. But, you know, they're realists, too. Our customers are you know, they're a hardy group of men and women, and they've seen these times before. They've seen some good times and some bad times. But, you know, for us, again, like he said, I'm very cautiously optimistic. There's some good things that are happening out there, and that obviously builds a little bit more confidence in everybody.
You know, going into this, nobody really anticipated it being, you know, this long of a slog as far as the prices, right? I mean, it's just sort of like, if you're like, really? This is like Groundhog Day, one year after another, where the prices just stay there. Is there any, you know, what do you see around the curve?
You know, I would agree with you, Scott. It's been a long couple years for, you know, our growers and everyone involved in the industry. And, you know, and that affects a lot of people outside the industry, especially in our communities. I don't think we hope for, you know, this huge correction, but we were in a time, 3-4 years ago where it was just historic highs. And you knew that, especially in the industry we're in, it's going to fluctuate and there's going to be some corrections. And, you know, I think that's what we're seeing. I think we're going to get back to some normal times and some consistency. But we're not just, you know, suppliers of a regional or regional suppliers. We're world suppliers. And that, who knows what's going to happen, you know, after last week. Is there optimism out there for exporting and importing? You know, obviously we're going to cross our fingers and hope for our customers and our business the direction goes the right way. But again, it's a world market now, and that's something that's a little bit different than before.
What percentage of RDO's world, if you will, Keith, is, you know, serving that world market? Is, I mean, they obviously have customers. We see your stores in this part of the world, but, you know, you have stores in other places as well. How much is outside the Northern Plains here?
Yeah, you know, it's a smaller part of our business, but we do have partnerships in Mexico, Australia, Ukraine, Russia, and we just expanded into Africa. So, you know, it's kind of serving that global need. And for us, it's really, you know, finding the right partner and having the ability to leverage our knowledge base that we have in the U.S. and our equipment, you know, our availability of equipment and be able to move it across the world. But the strong dollar obviously hurts a lot of that today. But, you know, again, we're cautiously optimistic that we'll start seeing some improvement.
When this was heating up and there were a lot of, you know, forecasters predicting all kinds of terrible things, you know, you heard the terms 80s a lot and credit crisis and, you know, we've really weathered the storm pretty well, haven't we?
We haven't. Actually, it's been pleasantly surprised. It's been a surprise because I thought that we would maybe see a lot closer to what we saw in the 80s. And I think, you know, it's kind of a testament to the good years that we had in, you know, 2011, 2012, and a lot of the farmers were conservative and very smart with, you know, with their proceeds and their net income and be able to invest it to kind of weather out the storms better than what they have in the past.
What's new? What's the latest? What most excites you guys about the industry right now and how you can help farmers with input costs and maybe shave a little bit there as we continue to come out of this? Steve, what would you say?
Boy, there's, you know, we're very fortunate. The company we work for has thrown it all in on technology. And, you know, we, the guy sitting next to me really believed in that 10, 12 years ago, and we jumped on the bandwagon early, and it's been part of our culture to make sure that we're on the forefront, not only in what's out there, but the training for our people and our customers that we serve. There's just, I grew up on a farm in the day where the air conditioner was the umbrella above your head. And today it's incredible what our customers can utilize to be more productive and better. We've got some really cool technology pieces out there on our planters. We've got an interesting four track, it's called, that's just been introduced in the last year. And it's a game changer for a lot of people too. It's a great product, a big horsepower tractor that people are very excited about. So just a lot of cool things out there. I challenge people to get out and look at that equipment. You know, when you're driving by it, stop, come to dealerships, whether it's ours or someone, our neighbors. It's just really cool stuff to look at.
Keith, you've told me before that one of the things that you take very seriously at RDO is to make sure that it's not just a shiny object that's really cool technology, but rather the growers really grasp it, understand it, and ultimately have it transfer to a net positive on their bottom line. Are we getting to that point with all this new technology where really growers get a sense of what a difference it can make to their bottom line?
Yeah, we really are, and the return on investment on some of the technology products that are out there has been really high, and it's in this kind of economic environment, it's one that they're able to make because they can convince their lenders and themselves that there's a return on investment in it. And I think we're going to see a lot more drone technology. We're investing heavily into that area. You know, to your question to Steve earlier, I don't see commodity prices rising at too fast of a rate over the next several years, but hopefully farmers being able to adapt technology more to their business and reduce some of the operational costs and the input costs are going to be where they're going to get their gain.
What most excites you about the new offerings and the technology side and things that where the industry's going?
Well, and you and I have talked about this before. I think the challenge for our industry is attracting young talent into this industry. It's one that's kind of forgotten about. And I think as equipment gets more sophisticated and there's more kind of shock and awe of what tractors can do and combines can do, it kind of helps us attract more younger people into our industry. So it's a combination of being able to provide products that give a good return for the farmers, but also create an industry that maybe is taking something that's stale and stagnant and making it something that attracts young people into it.
Interesting. Anything else you want to tell folks?
No. Thank you for supporting our only thing I would say is thank you for supporting North Dakota Implement Dealers, and we're glad to have you at our convention.
Good bunch of folks. What's the buzz? What are they chatting about at breakfast this morning?
We had a great speaker from Brookings, South Dakota, talking about appreciation and gratitude. The richest man, I can't remember what his name of his deal, E.J. Smith. But, yep, it was great.
How about you, Steve? Anything you want to add?
Again, I'd echo what Keith said. I really appreciate your support. We're in a great industry. We work with great employees and great customers, and it's an exciting, there's optimism out there, and that's what excites me, and I'm fortunate to be in this industry.
Somebody back at the office who couldn't be here today, my partner Steve Hallstrom said, make sure you tell Steve that he's still the best football coach the Spuds have had in 30 years.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah. So he's a good PR agent for you.
He's awesome. I don't know about the best, but Steve was a great supporter of our program, and I always appreciate that. Yeah.
Good for the Spuds. All right. Thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
Enjoy the conference. More of our conversations with folks from the North Dakota Implement Dealers Association coming up throughout the program today. More of your calls on the news of the day. Thanks to Keith Kreps, Executive Vice President of RDO, and Steve Conley, the Vice President of Midwest, both from the RDO Equipment Ag side today on What's On Your Mind. Take a short break. Back with more coming up after this. 800-228-0550. If you want to text Todd, got to get some of your texts in here, too. They're pouring in. 701-226-8550. 8503, 701-226-8503. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
No one predicted cattle prices would fall faster than ever before the year after our cattle herd shrank to a 70-year low. Something's wrong with our cattle markets when retail prices stay high while cattle prices tumble. Windfall profits are being made, but at the expense of U.S. ranchers. Come to Kiss Livestock Auction Company, Mandan, North Dakota, at 7 p.m. on November 15th to learn from RCAF USA what is causing today's cattle market meltdown and what you can do to fix it.
Have I got a deal for you from Titan Outlet Store. And if you tell them I sent you, you'll save 11% on this new 2013 Case IH 1255 planter. 24-row, 30-inch spacing, front fold, two-point hitch, dry clutch, has the bulk fill, 22 gallons per minute, fertilizer with the tank bulk fill, Pro 700 monitor, no roll markers, rear towing hitch, and more. Check it out at TitanOutletStore.com right now or call 218-233-3700. Tell them Scott sent you and you'll save 11%. TitanOutletStore.com.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pot, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. 11 before the top of the hour, calls, questions, comments, welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your email questions or comments. Couple of texts that I didn't get to earlier that I wanted to. One, we have a report, this is from a listener. I don't have any official report on this, but from some listeners, up roughly 100 cars past St. Anthony, some riding in the back of pickups heading north. And again today, of course, yesterday, a big protest at the Capitol. By the way, there is a protest. There is a process to protest at the Capitol. Anybody can protest there. You apply for a permit, and you can protest there. Same thing downtown. What they did yesterday was, again, breaking the law.
You're supposed to notify the chief of police 48 hours in advance in Bismarck.
Yeah. So they you know, this is the new thing now. There really isn't much to protest down at the pipeline site because the pipeline project is done up to the crossing. So where do they go? Anyway, so approximately 100 cars passing St. Anthony, some riding in the back of pickups heading north. Another said 50-plus vehicles on the move from the camp, not sure where they are going. So you know what we know. What I was starting to say earlier, and we had the technical issues before Addy came on, is today nationally is this No Dapple Day. And they are using what happened last month and the confrontation with law enforcement as the impetus for this day. See what they're doing to us now. Bless Addie's heart, because she is a member in good standing of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. And it's that kind of tribal leadership, not political leadership, but elder leadership. I'll call them statesmen for better, for lack of a better word, that can inform this and say, wait a minute, Archambault didn't do what he should have done if he was concerned about this. Why isn't he at the Public Service Commission meetings? Why isn't he going through the normal process? She goes all the way back to the Clinton years when there is some effort to set up their own way of having input, additional input, consultation, consent, all the terms they throw around now that they disregarded. Which I appreciate. But here's my big question. And I struggle with this because I don't want to forget the farmers and ranchers that live around there. I don't want to forget law enforcement that are out there. But there's a part of me that thinks we should go completely silent. There should be like a media blackout on this because they're using all this stuff. Now, not that they wouldn't, again, be dumb people with smartphones. Because they're going to record all this stuff themselves. I call them dumb because you're pretty dumb when you're chronicling illegal behavior and then acting as though you've been wronged. That's what they're doing. They're chronicling their illegal behavior. Dumb people do that evidently with a smartphone. That'd still be out there, but maybe they ought to be ignored. Maybe they ought to be ignored because clearly that's what they want. They want the spotlight more than anything. That's what I'm struggling with a little bit right now. Curious what you think about that. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. It is really, I mean, this is going to sound whiny. And I don't want to be one of those, you know, whiny protester types here. But I'll play one for a moment. This is sickening. It wears you out. It's day after day after day after day. 97 days. I'm mad about the amount of time we've taken on this program where we could be talking about things that are productive and contribute to society, and this is just... Now, I also feel like we're the only ones doing this. The vast majority of the media is so inept on this stuff, they don't even point out basic facts. So, I don't want to allow the regular media to be this propaganda arm for them either. But it really is a... Drives me crazy. It really does. Here's a couple of your texts in what you're saying about all this. And welcome more. 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. I guess you're going to have to read the text out. I don't, you know.
Why are we still having protests? Because the news said this morning the access has been denied to cross by the Corps.
All right. So a question there. First of all, until that pipeline is ripped out of the ground, they're not going to be happy. What was announced by the U.S. Army, disregarding the Corps' process, was a further delay. They can only kick the can down through their administration. The Trump administration will come in and say, look, this is ridiculous. You're playing politics with this. A lot of people thought it was going to be approved after the election. They managed to get it extended. In my mind, it looks like through the inaugural. Not surprised. Okay, next one.
They are again heading west of Mandan on 10.
Yeah.
Some 100 vehicles leaving St. Anthony. Well, there's a whole bunch of stuff.
It's a language I'm not familiar with.
Manning and Dustin are busy talking to and taking up all the room, so I got to scroll past all that.
I saw that. Yeah, thank them for that for me. Unintelligent human beings to be politically correct. Oh, I shouldn't be saying dumb people, smartphones. I should be saying unintelligent human beings to be politically correct. I'll try better next time. Next hour.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norsk Høstfest Norway tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Vinod's sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Bjørn Holland. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Sign up by December 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.